A reading from the book of Job. Job answered his friends and said, I know well that it is so, but how can a man be justified before God? Should one wish to contend with him, he could not answer him once in 1,000 times. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has withstood him and remained unscathed? Should he come near me, I see him not. Should he pass by, I am not aware of him. Should he seize me forcibly, who can say nay? Who can say to him, what are you doing? How much less shall I give him any answer or choose out arguments against him? Even though I were right, I could not answer him, but should rather beg for what was due me. If I appealed to him and he answered my call, I could not believe that he would hearken to my words. And the reading, the gospel, is from the book of Luke. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus answered him, Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. And to another he said, Follow me. But he replied, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. But he answered him, Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first, let me say farewell to my family at home. Jesus answered him, No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. The Gospel of the Lord. A woman made a weekend retreat to find out who she was. After a weekend of prayer and reflection, she was on her way home and said to herself, I still don't know who I really am. Then she heard a voice say, I am God, and you are not. Job knew that God is God, and he was not. He realized the transcendence and power of God. Job had a strong sense of God's greatness and his own finiteness. But did Job realize how much God loved him? Job knew God created him, but did he know that God fell in love with his creation, as Catherine of Siena said, and desired an intimate relationship with these creatures whom God made in God's own image and likeness? What a contrast in today's gospel from Luke, where we have a sense of the immanence of God. Here is Jesus, God made man, the human expression of God's own love for each of us. Jesus is going about doing the will of his Father, telling the good news of God's love for us. And he even extends the invitation to share in this mission. He says, Follow me. His invitation is not limited to the two persons who have to bury the dead and say farewell to his family. His invitation is to each one of us. To follow another, a person has to keep the leader in sight, must focus on the leader, and be willing to share the journey. One gets to know their leader, identifies with them, have the same ideals, the same purpose, the same attitudes as their leader does. And as Jesus stresses in today's account, this commitment must be their first priority. The fact that Jesus chooses to share his mission with others, with each of us, no matter how weak or unimportant we may think we are, is cause for joyful gratitude. No matter what our state in life, we are called to follow Jesus, to become more like him, and to contribute toward the coming of his kingdom. From Job to Jesus, and from Jesus to us, what a development of God's revelation, of God's love for us. We ask our loving Spirit of God to enable us to accept Jesus' invitation to follow him faithfully each day of our life.